BBC Radio 6. Music. Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Written by guitarist Jan Ackerman and featured on their first album, In and Out of Focus, then went on to have a sort of second life as the theme from the Steve Coogan comedy Saxondale, something of a banger from Focus, House of the King. Thank you to Now Playing. I'm Stuart McConey. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. This week we've got contemporary electronica from Orteca and Guy Andrews, some vintage Welsh psych, some modern classical, some global funk, and we've got an acid folk cult classic as our featured album. More about that in a moment. This is new from the Colombian performer Lucrecia Dalt. It's a single called Sir Boca.
Thank you.
McConey's Freak Zone.
This is BBC
Radio 6.
Music. Music. Music.
Timo Carlier is an Antwerp-based experimental guitarist. Got in touch with me just recently. Hi, Stuart. I enjoy listening to your Sunday evening programme. I want you to consider playing a track from my new album. Absolutely. That was Dutch Lessons with MH from an album called We Used Your Track by Timo Carlier. You can find it at Bandcamp. And before it, Lucretia Dalt, who, as well as being an experimental performer, is a geotechnical engineer in geology and climate and such like, often is involved in her work. And a portion of the proceeds from that single, Sir Boca, via Lucretia and Revenge, the label, will go to Tierra Digna, which is an organisation dedicated to the defence of Colombian communities affected by environmental and economic hardship. OK, so as promised on tonight's show, something of a classic from... Well, you could really argue, I think, that when we talk about psych folk or acid folk, that we are really talking about music exactly like this. This is the kind of definitive stuff, really, I think. And listening to it again over the last few days when I've been putting this show together, it is a brilliant record, or rather two brilliant records. Let me explain. Trees. If you're into your psych folk, you'll know them. If you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know them. But Earth Records are putting out a 50th anniversary edition box set. Beautiful. Four-disc anniversary edition with a lovely book that's got liner notes from Stuart Lee and founder member David Costa. And it features, as well as loads of rarities and outtakes and sessions and demos, the two studio albums from the early 1970s, repackaged and reissued. On the Shore, with an incredibly creepy cover. Check it out if you don't know it. And the first album, The Garden of Jane Delaney. Now, we did feature on the show a few years back as a featured album, but we've never featured the first album, The Garden of Jane Delaney. And so we're going to rectify that tonight on the occasion of this 50th anniversary box set. From it, this is The Great Silky.
The seeds are made on Norway strand. This maid began, saying, little can I, my parents father, far less the land that he dwells in. For he came one night to her bed feet, and a grumbly guest, I'm sure,
thank you.
shot, the sun, and the great Suki.
The Great Silky from The Garden of Jane Delaunay. The first album by Trees came out in 1970, and it has been reissued with its successor, On the Shore, and a whole host of other stuff in a beautiful, beautiful package. I don't have the finished package in front of me yet. I hope to see one fairly soon, but I have got some early pressings of the CDs, and I've got this press release here that tells me that it's going to feature two new discs of alternate mixes, demos, BBC session tracks, and some live recordings in London when they reconvened in 2018. They are brilliant records. If you don't know them, I mean, I mentioned on Twitter that I was going to feature these records, and the love for them, including from performers like Ian McNabb of the Icicle Works, got in touch with me. The love for them was so widespread, and if you don't know them, this would be a perfect time, I think, to catch up. A couple more tracks, in fact, three more tracks from Garden of Jane Delaunay as tonight's show progresses as well. Dur et Doux are a collective of musicians based in Lyon, a label, a production structure, a family. It says there are parents, there are natural children, there are adoptions. In short, it's a real running club. And they have put out a new compilation of their work called Ça Marchera Jamais, which I think means it will never work. And yeah, and I'm really loving it. And here's the opening track, Cromb.
Cependant, s'il n'avait jamais été vide, mais au contraire plein de denrées alimentaires. Il aurait fallu vérifier tous ses pompes, et le sucre sont certainement perdus désormais.
Radio
6 Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Thank you.
The brilliant Front and Follow label, who are friends of this show, have reached the end of their Isolation and Rejection series, which have been musicians have shared with them stuff that was just that, rejected by other sources and other labels. They've raised £2,000 for the Brick charity in Manchester. They're now going to move on to a new project with artists doing alternative soundtracks to a luxury flat advert. So that's more for Manchester's homeless. And more power to you, Albert Justin and Front and Follow. But from this final volume, that was Secret Jeans and Bit Cloudy. And before it, Dure Do, a collective from Lyon, and a track called Crom. We got more from the Garden of Jane Delaney, this week's featured album to come. We'll have Object Blue, Orteca, and much more, and some Kelly Kettler after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. A new study suggests anxiety may account for 90% of cases of side effects associated with statins. Researchers at Imperial College London believe the medication isn't responsible for most of the problems attributed to it. Nearly 8 million people in the UK take statins to reduce cholesterol. Dr. James Howard co-authored the report.
We actually ran a trial where for a third of the year, people were taking nothing, but then for two-thirds of the year, they were taking statin or placebo, and they didn't know which was which. And we found that people felt much worse when they took statins, but they felt 90% as bad when they just took sugar tablets. And it probably is because people have been conditioned by the media to expect to feel worse on them.
Officials working for the US President-elect Joe Biden say the transition from the Trump administration has to begin this week to allow the country to focus on tackling the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump has again refused to admit defeat, tweeting, "I concede nothing." Tributes have been paid to one of Britain's best-known entertainers, Des O'Connor, who's died at the age of 88. The comedian, singer and television star died yesterday in hospital following a fall at his home in Buckinghamshire. Six Music Sport and the world number one, Dustin Johnson, has won his first Masters title by five strokes. He finished the course at Augusta with a record-breaking low score of 20 under par. Boris Johnson's congratulated Lewis Hamilton on clinching a record-equalling seventh world title with a victory in the Turkish Grand Prix. Hamilton had started the race in sixth place. The former F1 driver, Julian Palmer.
He transcends sport, and he's doing that more and more, I think, as he's getting older, he's maturing, he's thinking bigger picture in many more things, he's inspiring kids. I think he's brought a new wave of follower to Formula One, to be honest. I think they get a lot out of him. He's a global star.
And British football's mourning the loss of the former Liverpool and England goalkeeper Ray Clements, who's died at the age of 72. Six Music News.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Listen to Six Music anywhere
on the BBC Sounds app.
Six Music.
International.
cracking tune comes from a new project, which is a collaboration between Cold Cut, the production duo, and a series of musicians from South Africa, Nigeria, the UK and the USA. Kelly Kettler, born of a trip the duo took to South Africa for the In Place of War project, and that brilliant single, International Love Affair. I'm Stuart McConey. You're listening to The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Each week on the show, we have a featured album from anywhere down the years that we think deserves a showcase into a wider audience. We play a few tracks from it. Tonight, that is The Garden of Jane Delaunay by Trees. There is a 50th anniversary lovely box set of four CDs, sumptuously packaged and put together with liner notes and extras. And we've dipped into the first album for this show tonight. Here's a couple more tracks from it. In a moment, Snail's Lament. Before that, the title track, The Garden of Jane Delaunay.
Poet's voice lingers on, his words hang in the air. The ground you walk upon might as well not be there, might as well not be there. I'll take you through my dreams, out into the darkest morning, past the blood-filled stream, into the garden of Jane. Thank you.
Snail's Lament, and before that, The Garden of Jane Delaunay. From the album of the same name, just reissued, a beautiful reissue, a 50th anniversary reissue to celebrate the band Trees, who really are, I think, one of the greatest bands of that era. Not as well known as peers like Fairport Convention or Incredible String Band, but that hint of psychedelia and rock mixed with folk, I think, is really potent. And I know they have a great many fans, some celebrity fans as well. Stuart Lee has been involved in this project. He's written some of the liner notes, and we'll dip back into The Garden of Jane Delaunay a little bit later on. Do You Like It Here Now? Are You Settling In? Is the fourth album by Welsh rockers Man. Apparently that title is a Swansea expression often addressed to landlords, pub landlords of exceptionally long standing. Recorded at Rockfield Studios near Monmouth, this is a track that many will know, many are called, but few get up.
Such a
Many are called, but few get up. You can find them performing that on the Whistle Test if you go on YouTube. It's something of a stalwart of the live set by Mann from their fourth album, November 1971. Do You Like It Here Now? Are You Settling In? That was Mann, yeah. And Many Are Called, but Few Get Up. I'm Stu McConey. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Aquiles Navarro and Cheshire Holmes, Irreversible Entanglements, as they make music, are a new signed on me, but they've got a new album out called Heritage of the Invisible Number 2. It's on the brilliant International Anthem label, and it's a kind of Afro-Caribbean improvisational trumpet and percussion duo, and they are, it says here, tireless hustlers on the creative music scenes out of New York City. This is Initial Meditation.
Let's go. soledad en la cima de los vientos. El vacío después de besar el fuego. La soledad en el abismo de la decisión imperecedera. El sosiego que nunca llega a tiempo.
Y te cubre de insalvables.
Afro-Caribbean roots and improvised free jazz on this duo, Aquiles Navarro and Cheshire Holmes. That's T-C-H-E-S-E-R, not the county. It's on the International Anthem label. It's called Heritage of the Invisible No. 2, and that track was called Initial Meditation. International Anthem are a label we really enjoy on this show. Another label out of the UK, out of the north of England, are Ode Scrat. They make, well, it says here, gradely murmurings from a dark corner of the land. We've played a lot of their music in the past. But here's a new release from them, an opera in one act by the NWRA house band. I'm guessing that's The North Will Rise, again, after the fall title of that show. And they were Colin Cromer, Bobby Cooley, Paul Rafferty and Paul Rooney, whose work we know on this show. Their most ambitious achievement, it was a theatre production, a lo-fi alt-rock opera inspired by a Daily Mirror story about Laurel and Hardy superfan Tony Hawes, who was the voiceover artist on The Generation Game. And, well, it is an extraordinary story about how he meets and later marries Stan Laurel's daughter. Anyway, you can check that out online. Let's just hear a bit of it. Here's the opening few sections of Tony's a Winner.
To the States with Generation Game colleagues Larry Grayson and Isla Sinclair. There they all are on the concourse. Airport workers now sing to them.
I do 4 12-hour shifts, four on and four off. On one shift you get 2 breaks. The airport security have a staff room, but I generally eat in the restaurant. We can look at the contents of bags on the x-ray machine. Every 12 months we do refresher exams on what we do and what we're looking for. We can look at the contents of bags on the x-ray machine.
Six piece coffee, sir.
Also is done.
Six piece coffee, sir.
Also is done.
Six piece coffee, sir.
Also is done.
Please
copy, sir. We can look at the contents of bags on the x-ray machine.
Obviously, you do get to see the contents of a person's bag, but for obvious reasons, I'm not going to go into the detail. Whether it's a set of skis, a kayak, it's all screened. If we weren't happy with something that was in a case, then the passenger would be called and we'd ask for the bag to be opened and the contents examined.
We can look at the contents of bags on the x-ray machine. Can look at the contents of bags on the x-ray machine. We can look at the contents of bags. It all shows on the screen.
Message carry.
Larry.
Larry. flowers, age 51. Tony was 51 as well.
All the things you can remember in the next 45 seconds are yours, and the 45 seconds start now.
Do justice to this extraordinary story, but I think you check it out if you'd like. Tony's Winner by the NWRA house band. It is a new release, a one-act opera on Ode Scrat Records. Otis Jordan is a Manchester-based musician who we've championed on this show in the last year or two. He's got some new music out, a new album called Dodger Point, and from it, this is Cave Apologies.
A bat over Twigs Brigade in which you wait. The hogweed in the troughs of the pig's feet escaped the keep of Aunt Mary's belief of the river's teeth which we need.
Thank you.
If you listened to Marianne's Heavy Week recently, which was great fun, she had some great guests on there, such as John Doran from The Quietus, who's a friend of this show too. I was introduced via that week of shows that Marianne did to a duo called Divide and Dissolve, who are kind of heavy-duty but melodic drone. They are Takiya Reed, I hope I've pronounced that right, who is Cherokee, and Sylvie Nehill, who is Maori, and a lot of their work confronts issues of prejudice and imperialism and empowerment. They are a sax and drums duo, and that was called We Are Really Worried About You. It's a new single from them. And before it, Otis Jordan from his new album Dodger Point, which we'll be playing more of, Cave Apologies. Now, this week's Freak Zone playlist, new time, of course, Wednesday night at midnight, but then anytime at BBC Science. This week put together for us by London-based Japanese experimental producer Object Blue, and it's a great compilation of music by young producers coming out of London, Berlin, New York and Finland, alongside some 80s Japanese synth pop and traditional kabuki theatre music. And this, one of her own self-released tracks, Ecstasy of St. Teresa by Object Blue. Thank you. Object Blue, Ecstasy of St. Teresa. Object Blue put together our Freak Zone playlist, and you can catch the Freak Zone playlist every week in our new time slot, Wednesday night at midnight, and then anytime at BBC Sounds. According to Clash Mag, Ortega albums are a bit like buzzies. You don't get one for 7 years, and then two come along at once, which is just what's happened. The first one a little while ago was Sign. There's now a new one called Plus, and from it, this is Lux 106 Mod.
Thank you.
BBC Radio.
Six Music. Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
On Houndstooth Records, this is an experimental artist based in London called Guy Andrews, and it's a project called MTNTET, which is a kind of biographical suite, and that was section 2.3 because it's a long, long thing, and it's been conveniently broken down into sections for us, but it is intended to be heard as a whole. But I played you section 2.3 there, and before it, Oteka from their new album, one of their two new albums. The album's called Plus. The track, Lux 106 Mod. Still to come. One more track from our featured album, The Garden of Jane Delaney by Trees. Some experimental solo sax after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Boris Johnson's been told to self-isolate after spending time with a Conservative MP who subsequently tested positive for coronavirus. It's understood he spent around 35 minutes with Lee Anderson, who's since tested positive. Number 10 says Mr. Johnson will continue to work from Downing Street. One of the scientists behind the leading COVID-19 vaccine says he believes things could be back to normal by next winter. Early results of the jab suggest it could prevent more than 90% of infections. But Professor Ugo Shaheen says there are still tough months ahead.
But this winter will be hard. Yeah, so we will not have a big impact on the infection numbers with our vaccine in this winter. And what is absolutely essential is that we get a high vaccination rate before autumn, winter next year. And so that we could have a normal winter next year.
The top infectious diseases expert in the US, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says a rapid transition between the Trump and Biden administrations would help the battle against coronavirus. 12 days after the election, the president has tweeted, "We still have a long way to go. I concede nothing." Six Music Sport and Girls World number one, Dustin Johnson, has won the Masters by 5 shots, finishing with a record-breaking low score of 20 under par at Augusta. Our golf correspondent is Ian Carter.
Johnson taps it in for a par at the last. And as far as the numbers are concerned, no one has done it better. It's a commanded performance from the best player in the world. The world number one is the winner of the Masters. A two-time major champion now, Dustin Johnson, has won the Masters and he's done it in record-breaking fashion at 20 under par, the lowest ever score at Augusta to win a green jacket.
And Lewis Hamilton celebrating winning a record-equalling seventh world championship. His victory in Istanbul puts him level with Michael Schumacher. Six Music News.
Six. For radio, music and podcasts, get Six Music on the BBC Sounds app.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Thank you.
Loving that. It's one half of a double A-sided single, if we still call it that, from Simon Sharp, who is a experimental solo sax and electronics producer and musician. Fireworks from the Tower and Long Downhill. And I played you Long Downhill, but I think next week I'll play the other side, Fireworks from the Tower, because I really love it. And the album will follow early next year. Let's dip back into the Garden of Jane Delaunay then. 1970 from Trees, one of the lodestones, really, of that brief flowering of psych folk back in the early 70s. This track is Lady Margaret. The Garden of Gendeloni has been our featured album for tonight. That was Trees, and that track was called Lady Margaret. Lord Stornoway, Ian Shaw, as he used to be, but he's changed his artistic nom de plume to avoid confusion with a jazz artist called Ian Shaw, makes music, a lot of brilliant music, with lyrics by David Shrigley, the artist and writer and comedian, I think you might want to say. Certainly, there's a lot of comedic element to his work. They've got a new record out. It's called Don't Worry, and here's a track from it that I very much love. I think it's a new single, Listening to Slayer.
Oh, the end of the world is just about to happen. And everyone is running about like idiots. They're shouting and screaming and behaving like hysterical morons. But you won't catch me doing that. I'm just sitting here drinking a sugary beverage and listening to Slayer, their first album. Show no mercy, show no mercy. Oh, when the sky has turned red and the volcanoes are erupting, the rivers are overflowing, there is no way of knowing how long we have left. But I don't care, I'm just sitting here drinking a sugary beverage and listening to Slayer, their third album. Rain in blood, rain in blood, is getting hot and the pavements are melting. All the plants are dying, there is wailing, there is crying. But I don't care, I'm just sitting here drinking an energy drink and listening to Slayer, their fifth album. Seasons in the abyss, seasons in the abyss. Oh, everything is on fire and the sky is full of smoke. The world is on the barbecue, my house is burning down. But I don't care, in my underground lair I'm just sitting here drinking an energy drink and listening to Slayer, their ninth album. God hates us all. God hates us all. God hates us all. God hates us all. Thank you.
new on the lovely Clay Pipe Music label, who produce such beautiful bespoke artifacts. We featured them recently as a featured label on this show. David Bolter is a founding member of Tindersticks. He's made over 20 studio albums and 10 soundtracks with him, but he's been based in Prague since 1998, making music for many films under his own name. And this is from a new album called Yarmouth, and it's a track called Marine Parade. And before it, Listening to Slayer is new from Lord Stornoway and David Shrigley. That's almost it for this week. The playlist is available now at BBC Sounds, an hour's worth of tracks from Object Blue. And don't forget the new time slot for that. It's Wednesday night at midnight. Don Letts is next. I'll leave you with something I was sent from Ed Bennett, who's a modern contemporary classical composer. Says, much respect from the north of Ireland. What a show the Freak Zone is. Oh, that's very kind of you. Well, Ed's got a new record out called Psychedelia on NMC, which is a home of great contemporary classical music. And I'm going to play a little bit of one of the tracks from it called Song of the Books to finish with us this week. Good night. We'll be right back.
listening to BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Yeah.